Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm honoured to be able to address conference today as an Alliance councillor, a candidate for the Assembly elections, and as someone who, if you told me 10 years ago I would be standing here today, would never have believed you. As someone who started her career in the private sector in London and would have never described herself as political, I didn't really see what impact I could make in our government. However, when I moved back home in early 2000, I was encouraged to get involved with Alliance by Naomi Long. I soon came to see how many of the skills that I have learnt in the private sector are transferable and how important it is to have elected representatives with these skills to be able to use them to improve the operational effectiveness of our government departments, and so I joined Alliance. I joined because Alliance is a party that doesn't blame others. It recognises the importance of having a balance of politicians from all ages and backgrounds and encourages people who would not normally see themselves as having a role in politics to get involved. That's why I'm standing here before conference today, as part of a party that engages in constructive, positive politics and whose thinking is not blinkered by any sectarian agenda. As an Alliance councillor, I've served the people of Castlereagh East for the last 5 years, standing as a voice of moderation in one of the most sectarian councils in Northern Ireland. I have fought hard for openness and transparency and will continue to do so at all levels of government. Many of you know I'm a mother of two young girls in the 0-6 age range, and so I understand the importance of preschool provision and its vital role in supporting the educational and social development of our children. I have first-hand experience of the issues that families face when trying to secure a preschool place and the stresses that this can cause. So this is an issue that's high on my agenda and something I've been working hard on. The Department of Education also recognises the importance of early years, as highlighted in the Early Years Strategy, which has recently been out for consultation. However, the lack of provision in East Belfast continues to be a major issue. Other politicians have played the blame game, whereas I and my colleagues have done things differently. We have been working hard on the ground to assess the impact of the lack of provision, and we lobbied the Minister for extra funding last year. Then, when the funding was announced, we ensured it was secured for extra preschool sessions in the heart of East Belfast. There's still a long way to go to achieve the reality of quality preschool provision for all, and so I have also been discussing the problems with principals and parents and brought proposals to Minister regarding the application process for this year. These proposals were taken on board and changes were made so that more places will be available for children in their final preschool year. This is just one example of how Alliance is leading change. Today, the recession and budgetary cuts are still a critical issue on everyone's minds. Reduced resources will often mean reduced services, and then the typical political point scoring from the other parties. But Alliance thinks differently to get different results. We know that with more integration, we can save money and ensure resources are focused on areas which can deliver real positive change. I want to continue to build upon the political achievements of the last 10 years to offer long-term stability and a greater sense of community. I believe Alliance is the only party that can truly deliver these ideals through our shared future agenda. People want this change, not just in my constituency of East Belfast, but across all of Northern Ireland. Local people are seeing that Alliance does things differently, and are realising that in order to truly transform our society, they need Alliance politicians to lead that change. Look around the room today. The party is growing. Younger people are inspired by our constructive message and know that Alliance is the only party working for the whole community. I'm excited to be part of that Alliance team, the team that is leading change, that's doing things differently, doing things positively, and delivering results for all. Let's continue to be the change we want to see in Northern Ireland. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Judith. Thank you. Judith Cochrane, one of the hardest working members of the party. And now I want to introduce from North Belfast, Councillor Billy Webb.
Good morning. 2011, this is Alliance's year. This is my year. This is the year when I hope to break through and get elected as an MLA for North Belfast. I have 14 years' experience as a councillor, and in the Westminster election in North Belfast last year, I increased the Alliance vote from 400 to over 1,800. That was an increase of 425%. This, as you recognise, was a fantastic achievement, given that a lot of the electorate were voting strategically in a first-past-the-post system to either keep Sinn Féin out or to keep the DUP in. In May, I know that with the PR system and with your support, we will get another seat for our party in the Assembly. My driver in politics has always been to make sure that everyone can live free from sectarianism and bigotry in a society which cares about the vulnerable. Throughout my 14 years in Newton Abbey Council, I have experienced sectarianism. I know far too well that it is still alive and active, but even more subtle. Very recently, I had to help a family get rehoused because they were intimidated out of their home in North Belfast. And last year, religion was the only barrier in electing a Catholic mayor in Newton Abbey. This is typical of the despicable mindset that I'm battling against. And it reminds me of what a famous American colonel once said when he was dealing with the training corps. We don't discriminate. We simply exclude certain types of people. My constituency of North Belfast has been represented only by the other four main parties to date. And on their watch, 59% of those in our constituency live in the most socially deprived areas of Northern Ireland. 69% of adults have no or low-level qualifications. Unemployment is 5% higher than the rest of Northern Ireland. We have seen some of the most violent scenes in the past year, and we have the unenviable record of the highest number of violent deaths in the Troubles. Now, this picture I paint of North Belfast is not a pretty one, but before I address how I can help the constituency, we must first ask, what do the other parties see as their priorities? Put simply, it's the border. The SDLP leader in her party conference said a united Ireland was her first priority. The DUP and Sinn Féin are driven by either keeping or getting rid of the border. The Ulster Unionist Party is bordering on imploding, and they undermine themselves so well, nothing more needs to be said. Our party is the only main party not founded on the border issue, not fighting for the border or fighting against it. The Alliance Party is not a unionist party. The Alliance Party is not a nationalist party. The Alliance Party is a democratic party leading change and working for everyone. My election as an MLA will mean that North Belfast will join the other constituencies that already have Alliance MLAs in having a voice of reason, someone who represents all of the electorate, not just one side or the other, and will have someone who will defend the vulnerable, not target them for cuts. Increased tax, reduced benefits, rising unemployment, rising cost of living, the threat of reduced services in health, education and social services, and the recent water crisis. These problems impact on us all. But my priority will be to protect the most vulnerable, who are often the hardest hit. When I am elected, I'll call together the other MLAs for North Belfast. I'll ask them to set aside party differences so that together we can address the social and economic issues which blight our constituency. I will make sure that money wasted on division will be redirected at education and the health service, at job creation to give hope to those who are seeking employment, at business start-up initiatives which have been starved of grant and bank support, and at improving our water infrastructure. All of the people of North Belfast need real support, and I can give it. With your help, by knocking on doors and shaking hands, by making phone calls, by tweeting, by texting, and by working across North Belfast to spread the Alliance message, we can build on our fantastic success in getting our first Westminster MP and secure another Assembly seat for Alliance. If I win, we all win, and I know we can do it. This is Alliance's year. This is my year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Billy. There speaks the next Assembly Member for North Belfast. And now we go to the next Assembly Member for East Antrim and also of Newton Abbey Borough Council, Stuart Dixon.
Mr. President, I hate to contradict you, but it's actually Carrickfergus Borough Council. I was asked to tell conference who indeed I am and why I got involved in politics and what motivates me in politics. I was also asked to outline one policy area that I'm interested in and would wish to see Alliance deliver. Well, here goes. I'm Stuart Dixon. I'm a Presbyterian elder, although I wasn't actually born that. I was brought up in Green Island, County Antrim, by parents who, due, I suspect, to the influence of their great friends, Vivian Simpson and his wife, were Labour supporters. They were all Methodists and proud of it. You want to know how I became a Presbyterian? Ask me afterwards. Interestingly, Vivian Simpson was for a time a member of Carrickfergus Borough Council before becoming Stormont MP for Old Park. And that brings me to Carrickfergus Borough Council and how for the last 34 years, I have been a member of the Alliance Party, and for 30 of those years, a Carrickfergus Borough Councillor, representing Alliance through some of those very dark days that have been referred to here at this conference today. And now, hopefully, despite all the economic doom and gloom, representing Alliance in much brighter days as well. Well, the reason I'm here at all is down to what I would describe as a national treasure in the Alliance Party, the late Joan Tomlin. Ladies and gentlemen, Joan Tomlin was a tremendous influence and an inspiration to everyone who met her in the Alliance Party. I proudly served with her in Carrickfergus Borough Council from 1977. She was a joint honorary treasurer of this party and a member of the party executive for many years, and she will be greatly missed. I first met Joan at a public meeting called to determine the A2 Shore Road. Gosh, nearly 34 years ago. Funny, Conor Murphy the other day said that he was taking the money away again to widen that road. What a long campaign we've been going through to get one small piece of road widened through the borough of Carrickfergus. I went to a public meeting. They were at that stage going to take the M5 motorway all the way through from White Abbey into Carrickfergus. But there was one little problem. It was going to divide the community of Green Island into two. They were literally going to drive a four-lane motorway through a community, and they were making no proposals as to how you're going to get underneath it or over it. Well, of course, there were some local politicians who were quite happy about that, because there were certain people living on one side of the road line and certain people living on the other side of the road line. And it would have served some people very well for the community to have been divided like that. I went along to that public meeting and I spoke up against it. I said we didn't want our community divided, we wanted our community united. After that meeting, Joan Tomlin came up to me and she said, "It's a young man like you that we need in the Alliance Party." Well, In 1977, we met in the home of Alison Lowrie on the Belfast Road in Carrickfergus, and another very young man was at that meeting. His name was Sean Neeson. We met there, and we were both inspired by Joan and a great other number of people at that meeting that night. We let our names go forward, and we stood for Carrickfergus Borough Council, and we were both elected in 1977. The rest, as they say, is history. And now to my pet policy area. In my everyday work over the years as a councillor, I have been convinced that there is one issue that is important to people in relation to planning matters. And that is that as a local councillor, I have represented the views of local people, whether it's an individual who's having something built beside them that they don't want, whether it's a whole new development that they don't want, whether it's something they do want, but the planners don't allow them to have it. Whatever it happens to be, it seems to me that the law is biased towards the developer. I'm not suggesting that the law is pro-developer, although many planners would also tell you that it is. But the law is very clearly pro-developer in that there is no third-party right of appeal. I very firmly believe that there should be, with appropriate controls, for example, a deposit or a sufficient number of people petitioning, that there should be a third-party right of appeal. That, in other words, if you object to a planning application, then you should have the opportunity to be able to not have to give up at the point where the planners have made their decision. Or if you have the planners have made their decision and they have disallowed the planning application, but the developer has gone to the Planning Appeals Commission and indeed has had the planner's decision overturned, you have no recourse in that matter. And I firmly believe that in a modern democracy where people power is important, that we should all have a third party right of appeal when it comes to planning matters. There are excellent examples. The UK government have already taken note of this matter, and there's been quite a bit of research done in respect of this matter. There's one country in the world where third-party right of appeal is in existence, and one of the things that has been challenged back to those of us who've been championing third-party right of appeal is that it's a very difficult piece of law to write. Well, all you have to do is look to a country whose judicial system is identical to the United Kingdom's, and that's New Zealand. They have third-party right of appeal, so why can't we? Simple, straightforward. When I am elected with my colleague Geraldine Monvenna for the constituency of East Antrim to the Northern Ireland Assembly, among my priorities will be the championing of legislation to introduce third-party right of appeal in planning matters. Thank you very much.
It would take a braver man than me to put Stuart Dixon out of Carrickfergus, which of course used to be the largest town in this part of the world, in Ulster, not just Antrim. Thank you very much, Stuart. And now we bring Geraldine Mulvenna, whom Stuart mentioned, and candidate for the Assembly for East Antrim as well. Geraldine, thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Geraldine Mulvenna. It's great to see you all here, and believe me, it's just so good to be here today. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you this morning. I want to outline why I am here, why I want to tell you why I believe that I will be an excellent and most suited to be an East Antrim MLA for the Alliance, along with Stuart. The Alliance Party is a progressive party with amazing talent, and also with the effective and strong leadership of David Ford and Naomi Long. And I am very proud to be part of it. As MLA, you need a candidate who is properly qualified for the task. You need someone who understands the real challenges. You need someone who can demonstrate motivation, achievement, and results. Someone who combines experience at grassroots with familiarity of large government departments. With my background, I believe I fill those requirements, and my proven track record, also based on confidence shown to me by my constituents over the past 9 years of good feedback from as a councillor in Larne. I am proud that I can demonstrate community projects which I took the lead and influenced successful deliveries. For example, the regeneration of Glenarm under the Prince's Trust Scheme. That was the first time ever in Northern Ireland, and it's so exciting. Secondly, in Ballygally, where I live, the social enterprise project, which for a community centre and shop, it's on its way being built, and it's being opened in June, and it's such an exciting time for all the community. And in Carnlough, the rejuvenation under the Renewal Village Plan has just been awarded. That's only to mention a few. I'm sure you'll agree an MLA candidate for the Lions Party should have exactly the right combination of personal character and political values. I have these characteristics, as I have an ability to see the possibilities in others. And I have the energy and motivation to help bring those possibilities out of people. My insight tends to bring others along with me. I try to instill my own personal values of harmony and goodwill to the work I do. And with that, I try to stimulate the people whilst listening to their concerns. These values are crucial and so important in such tough times of economic downturn, where everyone is struggling, and when rising unemployment hits the very heart and soul of our community, knocks their spirit and drains away their hope. To make politics work, we need to not just engage, but to truly reach out and connect with our people and our entire community. I am proud that the Alliance Party does that. I understand how people have become disillusioned with politics and politicians. I passionately want to change that. That is the reason why I am here in front of you this morning. The core reason that I have just resigned from a successful career, 30-year career with the court service. And the reason that I want to become an Alliance Party MLA for all the people. I am interested in all the people of Northern Ireland, but especially East Antrim. What they want, how they feel, and I'm making them want to believe and trust what I say, delivering on promises. I want to be the agent for change, for a better quality of life. For a decent life for everyone. I want to see that change. As MLA, this means showing leadership. I know I will have to make difficult decisions, and I will take responsibility for my part in governance of Northern Ireland. I am open, honest, and transparent, and I have the strength to take the responsibility that the Assembly will have given me. We have to make politics work, and we desperately need a no-blame culture. We need to be accountable for the consequences of our own actions. As a mum, I've instilled that as a lifelong value to my two daughters and son. We need real openness, and we need not just to hear our constituents, but to listen. But to really listen, and then to act. In good times and bad, hard work and civil pride is essential. As MLA, I will continue to be the voice for the local people, to deliver hope and opportunities, to make positive change happen for the benefit of everyone. We live in a very beautiful place and a very beautiful part of the world where it's really good to live, and we deserve it. Thank you.
There you are, another open, honest and transparent Alliance candidate. And having heard two candidates for the Assembly from East Antrim, it would be remiss of me not to thank Sean Neeson, who has very ably represented that constituency for many years and who has led this party in previous years and who is around somewhere. Sean, thank you very much indeed. And now I'm going to call on Kieran McCarthy, MLA for Strangford. Kieran needs no introduction to me, very popular man, and he is going to increase his majority in Strangford this time. Kieran, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Kieran McCarthy's my name. Who? I said that about Naomi last time, do you remember? I am the Assembly Member for the Strangford constituency, and it has been a great honour and privilege since 1998, and I hopefully will retain this honour for the party in the forthcoming elections in May. Other speakers before me have mentioned the turmoil. I came into the Ardsborough Council way back in 1985, and 1985, a lot of you will remember, was the year of the Anglo-Irish Agreement. Do you remember that disaster year? And I'll tell you, that was a learning curve for me. But I was encouraged along by my senior councillor, McBriar, at the time. He's around somewhere. He's there. And the late Owen Dorian, Alan McDowell, Linda McLean. We all got together. We stuck in there. And I think we got on top of things. We didn't throw them out, but we gave them a good lesson as how to behave in a public authority. I've got to say, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, we have come a long, long way since then. Who would have believed that after 30, 40 years of fighting and squabbling, even Paisley and McGuinness and Adams would agree to work together? Nothing short of a miracle, I think. 8th of May 2007, Devolution Day for Northern Ireland and the beginning of sharing power, one of the founding principles of the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. I am so proud to have been part of that miracle with my Assembly colleagues and this whole party who have stuck together through thick and thin to bring Northern Ireland to relative peace. Politicians from the extremes working together for the better of the whole community. Even delegates. The First Minister recently is talking about integrating our society, promoting respect and promoting shared schools. What a transformation. Whoever would have thought? However, we're grateful for that. This party can claim real credit for getting Northern Ireland to where we are today, and long may that continue. Let me also pay tribute, as has already been done before, to the leadership of the Alliance Party. We have always had dedicated leadership through the years, and our present leadership team under David Ford and Naomi Long have performed magnificently. And the results reflect this. David is now our Minister for Justice and doing an excellent job. We all acknowledge the high responsibility David took on when he accepted this vital ministry, and we continue to fully support him and wish him every success on behalf of the people of Northern Ireland for the work he is doing. And the same has to be said for our Deputy Leader, Naomi Long, MP. MP stands for Member of Parliament. We all know that Naomi could do it. She did do it. And we know she can continue to do an excellent job, along with her dedicated staff, to represent the people of East Belfast. And Naomi is there for the next 30-odd years, I'm sure. Delegates Alliance has spoken, as said before, and I have it down in my sheets, my notes here, and I'm not going to change it. Our time has come. Our time has come. And at long last, the people can see that this is a genuine party that brings people together. Let me, as Chief Whip of the party today, welcome the many new members to our party. And as a special welcome to the many young, fresh faces that are in the room today and that have joined with us. It is great to have your support at this critical time, but believe you me, after you leave this room today, it's down to work. Stamping the streets, knocking the doors, convincing the populations all over Northern Ireland to vote for the people, the party of the people next May, and we will all reap the benefits. Let me now turn to my assembly work. I am the party health spokesman. I also sit in the Committee of Culture, Arts and Leisure and Sport, the Committee of Agriculture, a few other ad hoc committees, and on numerous all-party groups of Stormont, so do not let anybody say assembly members do not work. All-party groups of Stormont, mainly dealing with health issues, autism, cancer, diabetes, MS, and many, many more. My efforts are to simply ensure that our people receive the best possible service that is available. Health is my number one priority, and I want people to enjoy a top-quality health service. And I believe we are fortunate to have a first-class health service in Northern Ireland. But having said that, improvements are always possible. I have a particular concern with health provision for our older population. The present-day senior citizens, notice the two, senior citizens, have worked very hard for very little in their day. We owe it to them to have a decent, comfortable standard of life. And our society must never forget to care and look after those in their latter years. The Alliance Party sought and got unanimous support twice in the early assemblies for free personal care for those who need it. To date, the parties in government have failed to deliver. And remember, they agreed when they were not in power to deliver this. They have significantly failed to deliver on this vital issue. So we will continue to seek out improvements for the care of our senior citizens. I am also totally and absolutely committed to better facilities for our disabled people, having first-hand experience in the family. I was also delighted and privileged to introduce my apartments reform bill past the first stage, and we look forward to further progress in the near future. I want to take this opportunity to thank my Assembly colleagues and Stephen Douglas, Christine Robinson and Michael Donaldson for their very valuable help. This bill will help apartment owners to get the service for which they pay without the usual hassle. I am also passionate about our environment. The first speaker was Anne Wilson, and Anne stole my thunder, but I'm going to repeat it again. The environment is precious, and I've always been and will be to the forefront in preserving our precious coastline. Somebody mentioned planning apartments on our coastline. The latest one was a huge development on the rocks in the Warren Road in Donaghadee. You know, I ask you. But there we are. Culture, arts and leisure and sports is the committee important to ensuring the lighter side of life is catered for. It is unfortunate this time of austerity, many aspects such as museums, libraries, recreation and sport are all threatened by reduced budgets. To date, Northern Ireland can be proud of achievements by our sporting heroes and teams. We must continue to support coaching and training from grassroots level upwards. One major opportunity of a shared future was lost by the refusal of some people to support a multi-sport stadium on the Mays site. What an opportunity that was that would have brought not only the sports people but large numbers of people together in the name of sport. Sport is a major factor in bringing people together, and tribute must go to the many organisations working to progress to a better future through sport. And I name the Irish Football Association through their senior officer, Michael Boyd. He must be congratulated on the tremendous change to the whole football scene throughout Northern Ireland. It isn't. It is unfortunate that the issue of language still causes division, and we do welcome various cultural organisations prepared to come and sit down and talk together. Finally, Mr. President, I sit on the Agricultural Committee. It's such an exciting exciting committee. I've seen Addy come in somewhere today. Addy's there. Addy would be my right-hand man in relation to agriculture. I'm there anyway, but I do have an interest. Agriculture takes in fishing, so I look after your Portavogie prawns, those of you that enjoy them. So that's my interest in that. Friends and colleagues, I pledge conference today to do my utmost to get re-elected come May this year. And I hope and wish all our candidates do well and be successful, not only in the Assembly, but through all of our councils. And I know there are a lot of new young faces, and we all wish them well, to continue to spread the Alliance message that Northern Ireland can be a truly peaceful, beautiful, prosperous, and power-sharing region that is an example to all. Money thanks to Alias. Does that need translation? It does. Thank you all very much.
It's going to mean on my August hearing. I'm glad Kieran explained that MP stands for Member of Parliament, that Naomi Long has no bearing at all or connection with the military police, in case that was in anybody's doubt. Thank you, Kieran. It's very difficult to tell the chief whip of the party to hurry up, but I'm not quite so afraid of Stephen Farry. So Stephen is now going to speak to us briefly. A man who has carried a load not only at the Assembly but also party administration for a chunk of this year. Stephen, thank you very much.
Yes, Gormi Uga, Colin Corda, and I'm very pleased you actually corrected Kieran McCarthy's Irish there. It was at least a lot to be desired, I have to say. conference, we meet at a time of great opportunity for this party. The platform with the breakthroughs of 2010 with David Ford as the Minister of Justice and Naomi Long as MP for East Belfast now have to be followed through with great successes in the forthcoming Assembly and local government elections, and that must be our focus now over the coming months. Northern Ireland has been through a great deal over the past number of decades, with violence and political deadlock having scarred the society from top to bottom. We're now facing an entirely different set of challenges, the challenges of trying to build this economy, a challenge of trying to balance our public finances and ensure we properly resource our public services, and of course, what has always been a challenge for this party, ensuring that we have a shared future in this society. And conference politics for me isn't about what we can do as a political party so much whenever the times are good. Whenever times are difficult, that's the time that you need political leaders, and that's the time when you need the Alliance Party. Now, while 2011 may well become a year of opportunity for this party, I have to say it is somewhat a year of sadness for myself, because after 18 years, I'm standing down from my post on North Down Borough Council, where I've had many good times, both as Deputy Mayor and Mayor in more recent years. I'd have to say, it does seem rather strange to be retiring from a body before the age of 40. I'm not quite feeling old, being put out the pasture. But what makes it a lot easier is that we have so much strength and depth coming through in this party, and that grizzly old veterans like myself can feel like we can move on from councils with a real sense that we have that strength coming through, and it is great to see. And we will be fielding so many new candidates and a real diverse field of candidates in the forthcoming election. I myself am particularly proud that Michael Barr, my constituency assistant, has been selected to run in my place, only at the mere age of 24. and indeed his wife is 25, and both of them are running in North Down. But elsewhere, right across Northern Ireland, we have so many candidates under the age of 30, and also people in their 30s. And that's a real sign that this party is the party of the future. This is the party where young people now see their future. This is the party where people see a party actually changing society and building a new society for the 21st century. So let's look to the future with a great deal of confidence. However, contrary to rumours, I'm not going away, and it is certainly my intention to fight very hard to retain my seat in the Assembly, and I'll echo Ciarán's commitment that of trying to get an increased vote, though I do have a certain complication, and I'm going to double that pledge and say that I'm going to work to ensure that we elect two candidates from North Down and that we have Anne Wilson alongside me in the Assembly. And it is important that we are seen to be moving forward as a party over the coming year. My focus in the Assembly has largely been around economic and financial issues, and also justice to a certain extent, though we now have a new context for that, so I'm not doing quite as much for some bizarre reason. And more recently, I've taken over from Naomi as the vice chairman of the OFM DFM committee, trying to keep an eye on Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness. And certainly for me, the economy and finance are important issues, and they are the cornerstone of what is the natural debate in any society. And it is, I think, certainly encouraging that the whole balance of our debate in the Assembly is moving in that direction, and we are now talking more about issues, and indeed that we have an Assembly that's actually lasted 4 years rather than the stop-start that we had in the past, and we look forward to more stability in terms of the future. But for me also, talking about the economy is also about talking about a shared future, because the two frankly go hand in hand. And this is frankly more than just talking about the cost of division, the money we squander and trying to manage divisions. It's also about what we can do in terms of ensuring that this is an attractive place for people not only to build their own local businesses, but also to bring new business in, and that people feel the ability to move around Northern Ireland and go and take advantages of work wherever they may well come. But conference, I want to talk particularly in closing about two things that I think are maybe slightly different, that we don't maybe focus on as much as we should do in terms of what this makes this party different. And for me, the Alliance Party is a unique party in Northern Ireland. We're entirely different from all the others. We are the only party that has bridged the divide in the society and shown leadership in that way right throughout the whole history of the party. And the other four parties are all parties that are based around division and get their votes from people who think in terms of that type of approach in politics. And we want to try to break the mould and break that type of politics. For me, it's about judging every individual person as different and unique. Everyone has their own particular history, their own particular background, their own particular complexities. We are the only party that respects everyone based upon exactly who they are. For the other parties, they work on the basis of the politics of prejudice. That may well seem a very strong term, but think about the word prejudice. It means prejudging people. And what they do is, if you are born a Protestant, you are assumed to be British in outlook and to be a Unionist. If you are born Catholic, you are assumed to be nationalist in outlook and to be Irish in your national allegiance. We treat everyone as an individual who can make their own mind up as to what they think is best for this society. And that's what the Alliance Party is different. We're also a party that doesn't have the baggage on the constitutional question. For us, it's about making Northern Ireland work. And we can see Northern Ireland building relations through London, and we can do that very well now, particularly with an MP in Westminster. We can have relationships with Cardiff, with Edinburgh, and indeed increasingly with Dublin. And it's an absolute pleasure that we had Enda Kenny here speaking to us this morning, copper fastening that type of relationship. And Northern Ireland, it isn't a question of either or making a choice. It's a question of both and trying to gather all the opportunities that are there for us, as well as building relations through Brussels with the European Union, with the United States, India, China, and all the emerging countries around the world. And that's the outlook that the Alliance has. We're open. We're an open party. We don't erect barriers to anyone, whether it's in Northern Ireland, in terms of borders, whether psychological borders or physical borders. We're there about trying to do the best for the people we represent. And fundamentally, whenever all the big rhetoric disappears, we are a party that cares about people and appreciates everyone has a life and they have their particular concerns. And it is our duty as elected representatives and as a political party to address those needs. And that's what we pledge to do in the forthcoming elections. Thank you, Conference.
Thank you very much, Stephen. As Stephen said on the 7th of May, he will be one of the two MLAs for this party for North Down.